Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
There's young guys.
This kid is just knocking on the door.
And then there's still the veteran guys.
What a great throw by Brady!
There's a wide spectrum, lend to a lot of competitive football.
And it is caught. How did he make that happen?
When you're in that driver's seat, everybody's looking at you.
To the end zone, touchdown!
There's something special about having the opportunity to change the fates of the game.
Oh my goodness, a dagger!
You know, we get one day a week to perform. If you're the quarterback, try to figure out how to win the game.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are on the ESPN app. We are on ESPNU. You can download the podcast. You can hear us on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, you were just doing crosstalk, you know. With
yes, that is correct.
98.7 in New York, great station. And Jay was already going nuts. We're not even talking about this yet, right? I'm like, hold on, we're about to talk about Saquon Barkley, and he's chewing my ear off about what, Jay?
I just don't want Mitchell Trubisky on our team.
I
don't know what it is. This is personal for me. It's fine. I'm allowed to have feelings and emotions.
Does he have a passport?
This dude just follows me. I mean, he followed me to Chicago. I saw it there, Key. I saw what time it was. And it was funny for me because that narrative changed for people, right? I got it with Matt Nagy. I was over Matt Nagy from the beginning. But then people started trying to tell me, well, look, Mitchell Trubisky, he won a lot of games, and look what he did for them. I'm like, look,
there is no people. There's Keyshawn Johnson.
Not you, Key. I heard other people say it, too. And I'm like, I'm just trying to tell you, he's not the leader of a team. Like, when I see these transcendent quarterbacks.
Dable must like him. He was on the Bills.
When I see these transcendent quarterbacks, I want a transcendent quarterback with my team.
Hold on. Daniel Jones with the ankle, Tyrod Taylor with the concussion, and we just need a guy to go to London. You're looking for a transcendent quarterback?
Daniel Jones will be fine.
Transcend the Atlantic, we're good.
I don't want to bring Mitchell Trubisky over for $10 million a year. I don't think he's deserving of $10 million a year. I'm sorry, I saw Trubisky in Chicago. I've seen Trubisky with Mike Tomlin. It's Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin makes anything work for everybody. He's the coaches of all coaches. So I know Brian Daboll took a chance on him in Buffalo for a year. I know he's under the tutelage. I don't want him near my team.
Key,
I don't.
Daniel Jones participated in Wednesday's practice. Brian Daboll said the Giants also would want to evaluate his ankle on a daily basis before making a decision on whether he would play.
Yeah.
Probably be a game time decision. They're playing overseas. Should the Tyrod Taylor is out for a minute, should the Giants consider trading for Mitch Trubisky, Key?
And do what? Fly him over to London?
I mean, just they could not for this Sunday. It's a little bit much
okay.
for this Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
In general, Key. Should they trade for him in general?
Probably not.
Thank you.
No, not because of that.
It doesn't matter. Whatever your reason is, it's going to work for me. Go ahead. Tell me.
I just think it's probably a little too late to go get him, even though Tyrod Taylor's banged up, and I don't know how long TT will be out, but it's a little too late to get him. Mitch Trubisky made the biggest mistake in anything, as far as I'm concerned, by going to Pittsburgh to begin with. He should have just negotiated with the big blue wrecking crew and got it done when they were kind of, you know, flirting, courting, whatever the case was, because of the relationship that he had with Brian Daboll from his Buffalo days. And, yes, he would probably been in a quarterback battle, so to speak, to a degree. But he gets a little bit of an upper hand because of the little bit of familiarity that Brian Daboll had with him for a year and liked him enough to sniff him out to possibly join the Giants. But he went to Pittsburgh because it was an open situation where, you know, there was no quarterback at all. It was just you could come in and you'll start, and then they eventually drafted a guy. I felt all along if he wanted to get his career back on track, that New York would have been the best situation, because the moment Daniel Jones started to teeter along, they would have put Mitch Trubisky in. It moved on from the Daniel Jones experiment.
The Giants are playing the Packers over in London. That'll be a hot ticket for Jay Will. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards for every purchase. With every purchase, Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Guys, meantime, Saquon Barkley is currently leading the NFL with 570 scrimmage yards through four games, as I predicted before the season. Here's the question. Is he a so I just throw out a lot of predictions. Some of them stick. Lamar Jackson, he's going to have this many touchdowns. Saquon Barkley yards. Is Saquon – Key, I didn't play. This is all I got. Is Saquon a top 10 player in the NFL right now, Key?
Top 10 player in the NFL right now.
He's blocking for Daniel Jones on those –
I could probably find – nine guys that's playing good football and stack them up, but he probably would be in that list. Mm-hmm. He probably would be in that list because, you got quarterbacks, right? You're going to have Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and all the QBs. So you got like five, six quarterbacks, and then you got some receivers and a defensive player here.
Or if you go by position, Key.
Michael Parsons.
If you go by position and you're the best at your position, there are 11 positions, right? And the offensive line, you're not going to take a left guard, right guard. So if you're the best at your position, you probably are around top 10, right?
He's not a top 10, guys.
He's not a
top 10 key because I devalue the running back position. I think he's having
I don't devalue it at all.
Well, I do because of the injury rate and what I've seen with Saquon Barkley over the course of his career and with other running backs. I think Saquon is playing like a top 10 player.
But why is the injury rate injury rate shouldn't affect how you value him at the moment because he's not injured.
Jay,
right now.
I play with Curtis Martin, who's a Hall of Famer. I play with Ward Dunn, who's ridiculous. And I play with Mike Allstott, Michael Pittman. Them dudes, I can't devalue. I don't know why. I mean, they did so much for our teams.
Because they're
the
easier to replace. The idea is key that it's not that what they don't do isn't important or difficult. It's that other people can do the job more or less, even if it's a little less like them. It's much harder to approximate a number one receiver than it is to approximate a number one back is the idea.
Here's why I don't think he's top 10. Let's go. I can go through 10 players right now that I think I would take the way they're playing over Saquon. And I love Saquon. I'm a Giants fan.
Yep.
I would take Hater. Aaron Good. Donald.
One.
I would take Aaron Rodgers. Would you not?
Not right now. He's not been playing better, but
you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Max Kellerman.
Yes. Max hates Aaron Rodgers. Though.
What is Kellerman? I can't understand.
Like, you hate Aaron Rodgers.
Wait. There's two separate questions. Would I take Aaron Rodgers or Saquon? Of course. But if we're saying how have they played so far this year,
Max,
Saquon's been a better running back so far this year than Aaron Rodgers has been a quarterback
that's
so far
true.
This year.
That's not true. That's not true.
Has Aaron Rodgers been the best quarterback in football this year so far?
Aaron Rodgers.
Saquon's the best running back in football.
I mean, Max.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is dropping dimes on
Thank
dudes.
You, man.
Is he the best quarterback in football right now?
Statistics doesn't say that.
Do you think he has been, Key?
He's been flawless as far as I'm concerned.
All right,
consensus win on that one.
I think there are a handful of quarterbacks so far who've played better than
Rodgers. He threw a pick six at home last week against the New England Patriots. You'll never see that again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You won't see it at all.
Second one at home, and it's stupid.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so that's two. Okay, Patrick Mahomes. Key, cool with that? Okay.
Just read.
Gotcha. Josh Allen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cooper Kupp? Season-wise? Okay, that's fine. I mean.
Cooper Kupp's been very good.
Devontae Adams? Justin Jefferson?
No on Devontae so far this
Micah
year.
Micah Parsons?
Parsons, yes. Let's leave quarterbacks aside for a second because quarterback is so important.
But you can't leave quarterbacks aside.
What I'm saying is quarterback is so important to the team. A running back will, of course, a quarterback. Really, what we're talking about is for his position, he's number one.
But no, that wasn't the question. The question was, is he a top 10 player in the league? The question was, is he a top player at his position or top three at his position? Top 10 player in the league, so that has to include quarterbacks.
Let's change it to top 10 non-quarterbacks. Because otherwise it becomes a quarterback list, guys. You want to just do a quarterback list?
I said that at the top. I said at the top, Max. You're going to pick – you're saying right. Top 10. There's going to be six quarterbacks in front of him. Then there's going to be a couple receivers.
Sure.
They're going to be Aaron Donald and Michael Parsons.
Can we do non-quarterbacks, please?
There's going to be those guys,
fine.
Max.
Fine. So let's do non-quarterbacks, because otherwise
Max Crosby might be in front of him, and he's a kicker.
Okay, let's talk about non-quarterbacks. Is he a top 10 non-quarterback in the league?
Yes.
Key?
Just slow it down. Let me think. He's right around – he's playing right around that 10 to 15 mark.
Okay.
10 to 15.
I think Saquon has been so much better than all the other running backs so far this year. That unless you say running back, see, Jay, there's a difference in saying running backs are not important because you can approximate a running back with another guy. But sometimes a guy pops so much over the next guy.
I understand that.
And it's harder to approximate him. Like, I don't
see, there's guys in San Francisco like Debo Samuel that plays a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Receiver, running back, this, that, and the other.
Yep.
So when you start saying, well, Saquon is this and he's doing better than that. I love Saquon. I think Saquon – I want him to go to a team that can win a championship for him before things run out. He run out of gas.
If he goes to the Bills, they might not be able to lose.
Top players, it's very difficult to pin down where he fits in those top players. Certainly, if you add quarterbacks to the mix, he's nowhere near.
Let's leave top quarterbacks.
Team.
Alex is good. It's boring.
If Max, come on now.
I mean, what Saquon's been able to do with the subpar offensive line.
Yes, you got to clean out your ears, Max.
I mean, really, the only comp rules, I mean.
He's part of the offensive line the way he blocks.
Swift, Jonathan Taylor, but now Jonathan Taylor's hurt. I mean, there's really nobody playing better.
No, nobody at the position running back wise is doing what Saquon is doing. There's no question about it. I love Saquon Barkley. I think he's powerful. He's low center to the ground. He's shifty. He knows how to jump cut. All of those sort of things is just ridiculous. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. Defensive backs don't want to see him coming around that corner. And so he is an offensive lineman's dream. Mm-hmm. He understands how to get in and out of the holes, all those sort of things. And Damon Woody can speak to this as an offensive lineman. Damon, a guy like Saquon Barkley in the backfield for you, how much easier is it for you to be able to pin down your man when you have a guy like that in the backfield?
Yeah, man, he makes your job a lot easier because you don't have to hold your blocks as long. I mean, a guy like Saquon Barkley, who's so talented, he's able to hit those holes in, and because of his explosiveness, he's able to exploit those type of things. So, you know, Saquon is obviously – he's had a rejuvenation of his career, and he's been great in both the running and passing game. Hell, he is the Giants' offense because we know the Giants don't have anything on the perimeter as far as the wide receiver position. So Saquon basically is the Giants' offense.
D, if you were the Giants right now, considering this is the highest Saquon's value has been in a long time, would you trade him? Is the right move to trade him and get assets in return for him?
Man, I don't think so. And the reason I'm going to say that is because it's so important to establish a culture. Winning when you've been a losing franchise for some time, like the New York Giants have been, it's so important to establish a culture. And the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to lose a locker room because that guy is one of the main reasons why you're sitting in the position that you're sitting at. I get that, you know, Saquon Barkley, quote unquote, stock is probably high right now, but at the same time, that shouldn't trump trying to establish a winning culture in your locker room.
Doesn't that mean, Damian, that when you logically play it out, that you got to sign him, right? You got to extend him. You got to give him a big deal because if you're not going to trade him when his value is high, which I agree with you, by the way. And it's also hard, even if you get a third-round pick or something, that's not going to be equal value for the kind of explosive player that this guy is, as long as he's healthy, knock wood. But doesn't that mean also you got to extend him at that point? Otherwise, what'd you keep him for, right? So you got to give him the contract. And though I would do this, I have to recognize I would give him the contract. Didn't work with Todd Gurley, didn't work with Christian McCaffrey, didn't work with Zeke Elliott. It doesn't work, right? So are you saying that you would extend Saquon and give him his money?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. Maybe you tag him. You know, maybe you tag, you know, do a, you know, tag him and trade him. But I think you're right. You know, you look at what happened with these running backs after their first contract. You know, you're not getting the bang for your buck with these big running back contracts. So, listen, I think the New York Giants are going to live in the moment right now, and Saquon Barkley is playing his butt off, and, you know, he's helping them establish a culture, winning, bringing back a winning culture there in with New York. But, you know, I'm sure they're thinking, we're just gonna let this thing play out right now, and we'll revisit all the business side once the season is over with.
Let me ask you this though, Wood. What is your hesitation on paying Saquon Barkley, right? If Saquon Barkley never hurt his knee and his contract was up, would you have paid him?
I mean, Key, listen, I still would have reservations because look at these running backs. Look at these running backs. Look at Christian McCaffrey right now. Christian McCaffrey right now, I mean, he's been hurt 20-something games in the last 2 years. He's basically broken down.
But what does that have
to
do?
You know, he's broken down.
But what does that have to do with Saquon Barkley, though?
Because they play the same position. They that running back position has the wear and tear. That's what I'm talking about here. And so, is it better to reallocate funds to other positions of need? You know, other positions that we, quote-unquote, value more? I mean, that's the question we got to ask, Key. You going to pour a boatload of money into a running back? As great as Saquon Barkley is playing right now, are we going to pour a boatload of money into the running back position?
I guess for me, D-Wood, like I was explaining to Jay and Max, I played with a guy named Curtis Martin. And Curtis Martin is a Hall of Fame running back that probably had 3 contracts. I also played with a guy named Warwick Dunn, who probably went through 3 contracts. Mike Alstead, who probably went through 3 contracts. You see what I'm saying? And so, for me,
here's what I'm going to say, Key. That also was a different style of football at that time. We're in a different era right now as far as how the game is played. And so, again, I'm going to ask, are you going to allocate that many funds into a position that might not fit into what this era is doing right now? That's what I'm saying.
With a special back like Saquon Barkley, if he's fully healthy, I'm not going to have hesitation or reservation in paying him if he's fully healthy. I didn't take him as a number 2 pick to use 4 years of him. I took him as a number 2 pick to get at least 8 years out of him.
You can get most of those years pretty cheap, Key, if you get his rookie deal. I mean, here's the truth. I think there should be an exception in the CBA for this, Wood, because you get 5 years off bat if you draft him up high, right? Then you franchise him for a couple of years. There you get most of the 8 years, and you never have to give him his big deal. Right?
I mean, that's not a bad move because you think about it. Off the top of my head, I don't think the tag number is high for running backs because – how many running backs are getting paid that big bucks like that? So, you know, that might be a move. But, again, for me, listen, I love Saquon Barkley, and I'm happy as hell that Saquon Barkley is looking like Saquon Barkley again. But am I going to invest four or five-year deal into a running back that, let's be honest, has had multiple injuries in his career? You tell me.
Yeah, I think I might have to do it because of what you said earlier, though, Wood. You're trying to build something. You're trying to establish something. The value he gives you at the position over everyone else when he's on the field is such that – and also, like, it gives you something to watch as a Giants fan.
Oh, it's going to be certainly fascinating when the season is over. Or, you know, if he stays the course, certainly going to be fascinating.
Andy, what I would say, we all know this, Key, you and D, too. Like, I've seen guys that get paid, and when they get paid, they check out, right? Saquon, to me, is the type of guy that if you pay him, he's not checking out. He's gonna turn on it even more. You know what? And that says something to the culture you were talking about, D-Wood.
Yeah, listen, there's no question about that. I'm, you know, me personally, I'm just loving seeing Saquon being Saquon again.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's – I love watching him play football because – he's one of the most talented runners that we have in our game. And I'm sure the business side of it is going to work itself out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think know it never makes sense, but I think you got to pay. As a Woody. Giants fan, I want to watch him. I want to watch him.
Woody, do the New York Jets and Zach Wilson have an opportunity to do something special this week against the Miami Dolphins? And Zach, you know, I guess he didn't practice yesterday, got a little ankle deal going on, but I'm not worried about that as much as I am whether or not they can get the game.
Key, they can win this game, Key. Like, listen, the Jets got some young – they got some young talent on this team. I don't know how many people have been watching them. You know, they've had the two comeback wins on the road, but they got young guys that can ball on both sides of the ball. So, you know, this is a team – they're actually top 10 in both offense and defense, total yards. So, they're not a slouch. They're not a slouch right now. So, they got a big opportunity against the Miami Dolphins, who's the top team in the AFC East, to make a statement. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they can do it.
I'm with it, actually. Damian Woody.
I was at – yep. Damian, where do you see real quick, we only got about a minute left, but Zach Wilson and his progression, what he needs to improve on this weekend?
Well, I think for Zach, what needs to happen is what you did in the fourth quarter, which was phenomenal. He was terrific. Now you got to consistently do that right from jump. Don't wait until chaos and then start playing your butt off. I need to see that right from the beginning. Because for three quarters in that Pittsburgh game, he didn't look good at all. Then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, the switch turned on, and he looked like one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And so if you can get that consistency right from the beginning with the weapons the Jets have on offense, God, man, this thing could look really good for them.
That is Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion. Thanks, D. Wood.
Well, if that's the case and it looks real good for him, I have a no return policy on receipts.
Key, why are you being petty this morning?
He can't help himself.
No,
man.
I'm not being petty. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man.
You always stirring the pot.
You know, I'm just saying I have a no return policy on my receipts. I can't, you know, I'm not taking them back. I got to stick with what I believe.
Okay, and what do you believe?
Based on what you just said, that they got real talent, they might get this thing going in the right direction, then I'm one of the first receipts that's in Salah's shoebox that he'll be trying to return.
That's all right. We'll have him on the show. Thanks, D. Wood.
Thanks, D. Wood.
Cooper Rush.
All right, fellas.
Cooper Rush will remain with the Cowboys as the starting quarterback until he loses a game. Is that right? Do you take that or shake that?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
All right, it's time to play Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Granger. Shannon, take it away.
All right, gentlemen, let's take some stuff. Let's shake some stuff. Key, I will start with you. Cooper Rush will remain the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback until he loses a game. Take it or shake it.
Shake it!
Take that, take that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's there until Dak Prescott can play again. And I understand that, you know, it's a good story. It's a good conversation. And this is exactly what Mr. Jerry Jones wanted. That's why he said, hey, I hope there's a quarterback controversy. Guess what? We're having that conversation, but we all know that it's Dak Prescott's team. It's his job. Whenever he's ready to come back, he'll get right back underneath the center.
Actually, I'll take it because I actually think the timeline will work out perfectly for Dak Prescott to come back and Cooper Rush to lose a game. They will beat the Rams, then they will lose at the Eagles, and then you will see Dak Prescott come back in the first game against Detroit at home for the Cowboys. So I'll take it.
I'm going to take it. Well, hold on.
Because they lose his first game.
I will shake it because I believe Key is probably right, although you may also be right, in which case you take it. My point is this. If I ran the zoo, man, ain't no one – if we're winning, we're not touching it. And once we lose, we could touch it. But I'm not touching it. If Cooper Rush beats the Rams and then beats the Eagles, you want me to take him out against Detroit? Hell no. But they will. I think Key's not wrong. They will. Jay, if it works out the way you say, fine. But I'd love
Max,
to take it.
If this was the second half of the season and we were in week 12 – or 11.
Then you leave it alone.
And he
the playoffs.
Was rolling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I might have to say, sit right. tight.
Yeah, context matters. Go ahead, Shannon. Yeah,
speaking of correct. The Dallas Cowboys, the NFC East will have three teams make the playoffs this year.
Whoa.
Take it or shake it, Keith.
Shake it!
Shake it.
Shake it. Slow it down. I know the NFC East probably, based on record, is the best conference or best – division in football based on the record, but it's not the best teams. You got the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. You got a 3-1 New York Giant team. They got to win how they winning, however they winning, they winning. That's all that really matters, that you're winning. But no, they're not. No, not at all.
So the Giants are 3-1 right now. I mean, in our next three games, at Packers, Ravens at home, at Jaguars, you're about to come out of this whole thing 3-4. Like, we are. Like, that's the reality of it. Like,
maybe. I don't know. I think you'd probably get a win where you expect a
man,
loss.
Man, you saying they're getting ready to lose three straight?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll lose at home to the Ravens.
What if they win one of those games?
And I think at the Jags. Jags are a different team.
Yeah, I don't think they. Jaguars, that's a coin flip for me.
Yeah.
They're a good coin team, flip. But it's okay. A coin flip.
Coin flip. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
I will shake it. Ain't no three teams coming out of the NFC East. You know, two teams could come out of the East or one, but three ain't coming out.
I'm just being a realistic
Giants. Eagles and the Cowboys.
Maybe the Cowboys. I'm not sure about the Cowboys, but we'll see.
Oh,
Cowboys,
Max, yeah, you go with that Giants stuff. Stop.
No, that's not the objective.
That's not the Giants stuff. I'm telling you, the team is functioning with Cooper Rush. If Dak comes back, I don't know if it functions the same way. We shall see.
You know what that is, Key?
I'm not getting into it. Hey, Shannon,
move along. Key, that's a Max Kellerman setup for Dak Prescott.
That's why I just said, Shannon, move along. I'm not dealing with Max
and it's
right
all
now.
Gonna what come I do? Crumbling down.
What I do?
Oh, it's the setup of all setups. This guy's smart.
He's like a spent too much damn time at First Take is what it is.
Yeah, that may be. Go ahead, Shannon.
All right, Matt Ryan has been the most disappointing quarterback so far this season. Key, take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say he's been the most disappointing. Well, I guess if I had high hopes for him, but I had high hopes for the team. I thought they would be better than where they are right now. But I also had high hopes for Carson Wentz going over.
What?
I had high hopes for Carson Wentz going over with Ron Rivera in that defense. I just thought that this would have been different for him. So, you know, I'm going to give it to Carson Wentz. I ain't giving it. Oh, God, you just showed me that video. I'm going to give it to
describe
Carson
the video
Wentz.
For those who are listening on the radio that
he
you're
got
reacting
snatched,
to.
He got snatched down by one arm by the defender, Matt Ryan did sack. As I was saying, I'm going to give it to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, the defender was ready to give it to Carson Wentz. That's the problem.
I never thought I would ever hear you utter the words high hopes and Carson Wentz in the same sentence together.
Man, I'm a guy, Matt, Jay, I give people the benefit of the doubt no matter what until they show me something different.
Unless it's Tua.
Man.
I give Tua the benefit of the doubt. Y'all want me. Y'all want me to put Tua in the damn Miami Hall of Fame in come on, man,
no,
stop.
That's just Jay.
And yeah, it's just me.
I'm the reasonable one.
Yeah, sure.
I split the difference. I say he's better than Key gives him credit for, but not as good as Jay thinks.
I would shake it. Matt Ryan, not the most disappointing quarterback, and that takes a tough one to beat. I would probably say Baker Mayfield, most disappointing quarterback, 11 points lower in QBR, 11 points lower than Justin Fields.
Oh.
But he showed you some moxie.
What?
He showed you some moxie in the one game. What game? Was it the Cleveland game?
You can't remember the one game.
I can't even remember.
That's what I'm talking about.
He showed something in one of them games. I don't remember exactly what game it was, but you know, we was like, yeah. It might have been the Cleveland game, but that was like a month ago.
Man. Come on. It's Baker Mayfield wins this by a mile.
Man, I'm looking at a list to see if I can come up with anyone better than...
Because Jameis Winston, maybe, but he's injured, so, you know.
No, Jameis Winston balled out before he wasn't hurt. He did cool.
No, I got one. I got one better than both of them. Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is the most disappointing quarterback because Kyler Murray just got paid as an elite quarterback, right? This was not like, Baker maybe can do something, or, hey, can the remains of Matt Ryan do something? This was young quarterback in his prime, throwing handoffs, playing the way everyone wishes Lamar could, but all this kind of stuff. Oh, can he stay healthy enough to win? Key? Is he an elite quarterback? Because that's how he just got paid.
He's an elite running back right now for Arizona.
I say he's the most disappointing guy so far.
Most?
Yeah, a lot of Kyler Murray issues, and I know, Jay, don't say a word. In my opinion, it has something to do with his size. Mm. Those throwing lanes aren't there. Things aren't opening up. He's got to always be out of the pocket, running around. It's almost like Dan Orlovsky was saying yesterday on NFL Live with us. It's recess. Mm-hmm. You go out there and just play. Just do what you need to do because Cliff Kingsbury doesn't have a real plan in place to help him out. And it's not all about DeAndre Hopkins is not in the lineup. This offense does not suit his skill set in the National Football League the way it's supposed to. Like, if he was in the Seattle offense or he was in something a little more, had a little Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, it would do him a million wonders.
I hear you. Matt Ryan is old. Carson Wentz ain't good. But Kyler Murray is supposed to be elite, and he's not. Hey,
I understand. I get it. He's running around in Houdini-like, and they paid him $200 million looking like a running back.
100%. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The Warriors reviewing Draymond Green's altercation with Jordan Poole.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Now, what are you singing something?
Hank Jr., why do you drink?
No. What?
Are you a country music singer? What's going on?
Did you hear this in your gourmet dog food store? Key was telling a story before off mic
about what he feeds his dog. Eats better than Yates.
First class dogs.
I mean, went to a restaurant with Yates. Yates was like,
out of this.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, Yates is like got a limited menu over there.
Very limited. I just was asked to Jay diabetic. About feeding his dog and what he fed his dog, and he was just telling me dog food, and I said gourmet dog food, or are you giving him like canned dog food? Like, what are you giving him? And so he asked me, and I said, well, I give my dog chicken. We tend to get a bag of chicken, frozen chicken breast from either Trader Joe's or Costco. Every now and then, I'll go to a place called California Chicken Cafe here in L.A., which is, oh, my God, right? So I went the other day home from work. You know, I broke down the chicken, but as I was breaking it down, I was eating it.
Yeah,
so
right, I was, of course.
You know,
when your dog is eating stuff that you're like, this is good, I want to give this to.
And they're sitting there in the kitchen, sitting on the rug in the kitchen, looking up at me, like looking like, dude, like, come on, I saw you get our pans. What the hell are you doing? And so we tend to boil the chicken. We put frozen peas and carrots, and we mix it up, and we break it down, and we put it in the deep freezer so we don't have to keep doing it over time. You know, we break it out and put a little bit of the broth from the chicken that we boil. We put it on top, and we mix a little bit of dog food, not a lot, just enough, so they could get the nutrients that they need in the dog food. That's all. And so I sent you, if you see, Jay, I just sent you a link to a gourmet dog food. And you said you live on the East Coast. No, yeah. If you go into some of your grocery stores, I'm sure there's a section.
They really got the farmer's dog, really? Like the farmer's market version for the dog? They got a whole market for the dog?
Well, yeah, LA, they do. Man, LA is so something different. Else.
It's not LA.
Oh, it's well, mainly probably LA. Is.
So, yeah, it might be.
Does your dog have a spiritual advisor? That's what I want.
A fresh approach to pet food.
No, my dogs, I've given my dogs at times, I've steamed halibut.
Oh, what?
God. Yeah, steamed halibut.
You've taken the time to prepare and steamed halibut?
Steamed halibut, yeah. Steamed it and gave it to him.
See, I'm...
Mixed with white rice.
Nah, I'm...
You're not doing that. They're not worth it. Okay.
You and your dogs be doing
steamed halibut and white rice. Forget about Yates. Your dog eats better than I do.
I had some friends fly their private jet to Kentucky to pick their dogs up and bring them back to California. And wasn't nothing on the plane but the dogs.
I can't.
God, this is out of control.
What? I know, right?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Get out the way.
I used to wake up to this song. Remember those old alarm clocks you put the CD in, Key?
The alarm clock that did what?
Yeah, the CD and the alarm clock, and it would start to play the song when you woke up.
Everything all in one?
Yeah.
But this would jolt me out of bed, though.
It did. Like, that's why I did it.
But like, why would you ever just want to wake up in a panic? Like,
I want to jump right out of bed. I don't want to linger, right? This is when I was hosting Around the Horn. I had an apartment in D.C. I really still lived in New York, but I stayed down in D.C. half the week. And I would have my alarm right next to the bed. Boom, jump right out of bed. That's right.
Yeah, they would play this in the stadiums, like when Brandon Jacobs was playing for the Giants and he run somebody over.
Yep.
They play this, you know, Mike Allstott run somebody over. Yeah. Bro, get out the way.
Truck stick, man.
You know who else almost got ran over? That's
Jordan Poole. You're going to tell me. Billy.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. We are now on ESPNU, and we're on the ESPN app. We're right in your pocket. You didn't even know it. Click on the app. More, lower right-hand corner. Scroll down and listen live. Take us with you wherever you go. So the Golden State Warriors are reviewing Draymond Green's altercation with Jordan Poole. Draymond threw a punch, reportedly, at his teammate, Jordan Poole, at practice on Wednesday. That's yesterday. The two players had been verbally going at it, and then there was some pushing. Then that escalated, and Draymond took a swing. But he didn't just take a swing. He made contact with Poole, sources
said. I like
it. Yeah, team officials are reviewing the episode. Why do you like it?
Because that I just, you know, whoever, whatever, I just like the fact that they could do all of this and still coexist at the same time. Because guess what? They're going to have to play together. They got to get on the same planes. They're going to be sitting in the same meeting rooms. They got to eat in the training room together. They got to see each other all the way around. I mean, it happens in professional sports. Certain times, scuffles do happen, and people don't even know that they happen because nobody says anything. I mean, I got into a fight with one of my teammates on the plane. You know, we 30,000 feet in the air, or getting ready, actually. We hadn't taken off yet, but I get into a scrap with him on the plane, on the tarmac, you know, after one of our games, just because it happens. But, you know, I felt like I got the better end of it anyway, so I wasn't worried about that.
But, I mean, by the way, fights aren't the end of the world, but the Warriors are considering disciplinary action against Draymond for escalating the practice encounter, Jay.
See, the fight to me, that's nothing, man. Like, it happens all the time in professional sports. It happens when you have two competitive people. I do like this move, though, for Jordan Poole, though, because I've known there's been a history for Draymond always to be popping off at the mouth, right? And look, Steve Kerr's addressed it. Steph Curry's talked about it. This is who Draymond is. I've heard Bob Myers say to multiple young players, don't let this stuff get under your skin. He's always talking, right? But for Jordan Poole, it gets to a certain point where, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to respect me, man. Like, I'm putting up 19 points a game. I know who I am and what I bring to the table. So good for Jordan Poole drawing a line in the sand saying, yo, like, and he got Draymond to react. Should that lead to a suspension for Draymond?
Jay, I don't know. Draymond, Poole, and Wiggins are all eligible for contract extensions at the end of the year, right? So Dre is looking for a max contract extension, reportedly.
Can't do it.
$167 million. It'd take him to age
37. How old is he?
He's 32.
32. So, but there's the max contract extension.
32, I could do it.
I can't do it.
But it would take him till age 37.
You paying him on the back end for being a good guy, being my guy. You're going to give you – when you win championships, whether it's Magic Johnson, the late Kobe Bryant, whoever it is, Michael, whoever it is, on the back end of deals, they just – you know
take
how they go.
Take care a little bit.
Yeah, take care. I got $40 million for you. You made me $1 billion. I got $40
million
for you.
But if there was no salary cap, that would be one thing, but there's a salary cap and a luxury tax. I'm sure Lacob would pay the luxury tax, no problem, to do what you're saying, Key. But with a cap – that may affect, you know, what you, the flexibility of what you can
do.
Do you think, Jay, that has something to do with it? That I'm not saying, well, you know, it's just a, but like if everyone can't get paid or they're not sure, does that feed into the whole thing where Jordan Poole's like, damn it, you're going to respect me? As you said, I average 19 a game, and Dre is sitting there going, time out. I'm the real Steph's crime partner for four championships, right? Like, is that lingering underneath? Is that lurking underneath?
I think it's a thing with Draymond and the team, for sure. Now, whether that directly translates to Jordan Poole or not, I don't know, but Jordan Poole could just be a byproduct of it, right? But at the end of the day, Key, this organization needs to make decisions in the best long-term interests. Now, I get all the things that Draymond brings to the table, the heart, the soul, the passion, defensively. But, man, is that worth a max contract? Not when you got Steph making $48 million a year. You got Clay, who his contract expires after next year. He's talking about an extension. You have Wiseman, who is bringing a lot of the same defensive
Clay contract expires already?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, man.
Or he can opt out or something.
Expiration date, 2024. He's going to be looking for an extension coming up, Key. So then you got Jordan Poole.
Man, that
then
was
you
fast.
Got Wiggins.
You Kuminga
then
if you he pans out.
Kuminga
he's very,
defensively
he looks good.
Younger. So you have to make some decisions about, are we having a youth movement? And yeah, we may lose a little bit of heart, but if somebody's going to give Draymond a max deal, go out on the market and get it, big dog. Go get your money. But
see, I don't know. I just look at it differently. I'm looking at him, Steph, and whoever else, Clay. 4 years from now, they could still make some runs. But after that 4 years, I don't, and I understand Steph is a shooter, but he's getting older. He's not getting younger. Clay has had injuries. He's getting older. So I'm willing to ride this thing out for the next 4 years, and then eventually they're going to fall off the books. And once they fall off the books, then I'll worry about reloading at that time.
Meantime. Look, he's already playing this year on his deal. So if they wanted to do a contract extension, they would have done it or on the verge of doing it, right? I mean, they just won a championship. So playing out this year, best chance to run it back.
I mean, we might go to sleep and wake up in the morning, his deal might get done. I mean, you know how that goes.
Give Lacob and Myers a lot of credit. It is not easy. Think of how they thread this needle. They had one down year because of injury, and in that time, they pick up Kuminga and Wiseman, right? They bring along Poole. They still got Dre, Clay, and Steph.
Moses Moody,
and
also a
Moody,
special talent.
They have to now figure out how to keep this all together, how to be flexible, how to try to get younger as teams do if they don't want just one dynasty and that's it, but they want to keep this going the way the truly great franchises do heading into the future.
Max, there's a part of me that really believes that this will be the last year that Draymond Green will play for the Golden State Warriors.
Wow, how do you replace a guy like that?
Well, you don't, but you're going to have to. So, I mean, there were also times during the playoffs, guys, where he was a liability on the court offensively. Now, I know what he brings to the table defensively, Key. I know how certain fouls, certain plays, right? And there's a balance there.
How he moves the
ball. But for what you're going to have to pay him, considering the other pivotal young pieces on your team, it's a futures market in the NBA, man. You got to plan for where you're going to be 2 years from now. Just not, you know, on Draymond Green for this year. I don't see it happening.
By the way, you see Victor, tell me his name again. Wembanyama?
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Just call him Victor.
Everybody's going to be tanking
his
for
agent,
him.
Everyone's going to be tanking for him. That's unavoidable. 7'4" and moves like that and sturdy kind of
Yeah,
like.
I saw a highlight. He hit a three the other day. I was like, huh?
His agent says there's no plans to shut him down until the draft. I mean, like, I guess he doesn't give you the same sense of Chet Holmgren where it's like, uh-oh, a strong breeze, you know? He looks sturdy.
No, man, between him, he's going to get a lot of hype. I get it. Please do not sleep on Scoot Henderson. Please do not sleep on this young guard. Now, this dude and Wanyama is crazy special. And, Key, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
Jay, what happens when a 7'4" guy and a 6'2" guy are in the same draft?
Tell me about it.
Do you have any experience with
that? That ever happen?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Scoot's going too. Scoot's going too. I
7 foot four guy from overseas versus 6 foot two guy from this country. What happened?
What year was that?
Yeah, my year. Of course.
It was a 7 foot four guy from overseas and a six and three quarter guy from here.
Oh, 6'3". Oh, right, 6'3". I forgot about that.
6'3".
How concerned should the Broncos be with Russell Wilson's slow start? We're about to get into that. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.